Podcast Help Desk number 98 for Tuesday, April 11th, 2017.
The Podcast Help Desk is where we go deep into the technology of podcasting, help you with the problems you may run into, and when we have a chance, review new gadgets, services, and solutions for podcasters. To keep your podcast running smoothly, it takes some tech. That's what Podcast Help Desk is here for, to smooth out the geek speak and put it in, more or less, plain English. The main audience for this podcast is those who have podcasts and want to tweak the tech to get better sound, a better website, a more reliable feed, or a more streamlined workflow. Also, for podcasting beginners that don't want to make all the mistakes themselves. Here's your host, Mike Dell.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike, and thanks for stopping by and listening to another episode of Podcast Help Desk. So today, I'm going to take a break. I know I just started with the new beginner series, but this isn't really for beginners, but this could apply. So, but I really wanted to talk about, I guess, motivation, what you should and what you should not worry about in podcasting. You know, if you're going to be a podcaster, you know, what are the things that are more important than the other things? I guess, to put it another way, I just see so many people obsessing about some things that shouldn't be obsessed about. And then I see a lot of people that don't obsess about the things that do matter. So we're going to start out with the stuff you do not need to worry about so much. Do not stress over these things. You know, good to pay attention, but not worthy of stress. Number one thing I see people over stress about is statistics. Now, I don't mean don't pay attention to it. Please pay attention to your statistics. But don't be so obsessed with statistics that you check it every 15 minutes, 24/7. And, you know, if you don't get a download in the 15 minutes since you checked, you know, oh, something's wrong. Something's got to be technically wrong. Or, oh, what did I do? Just relax a little bit. The way I do statistics is say, when I put this episode out, I'm going to put it out. It's, let's see, 9:45 here in the evening. And, had a nice evening with my wife and she went off to bed early. So I'm going to record it now. And I'm going to probably set it to release at 6 in the morning. Okay. About 10 in the morning, I'm going to go check my stats. I'm just going to make sure that it's downloading. I'm going to make sure that, I'm subscribed to my podcast. I'm going to make sure that I got it in the places that I'm subscribed in. And I'm going to look at my stats. Maybe in 2 days, I'll look at my stats again. If everything looks on track, good to go, I won't check them again until probably the next time I put out an episode and I just happen to look at this one. But so many people just obsess over every little teeny tiny download. It's going to vary. Podcast statistics, your downloads, your listenership is going to fluctuate. There's going to be people that get tired of hearing you drone on about whatever you're droning on about. Happens to me all the time. There's also going to be people that just discover you and they're going to download all your back catalog that they can get to. And, so you're going to have fluctuations in downloads. It's just like anything else. If you're in sales, you're going to have weeks where you sell a lot and you're going to have weeks where you don't sell much at all. It's just normal. It doesn't mean there's something technically wrong with your podcast if your stats go down or go up. And I get it, being in tech support for a podcast company, I get it both ways. I get, people, hey, I just got 3,000 downloads to this episode and I normally only get 1,000. What's wrong? Well, maybe nothing's wrong. Maybe something's wrong, but 9 times out of 10 or 90% of the time, there's nothing wrong. You got mentioned somewhere or somebody discovered you and told a bunch of people or who knows. But, just because the stats don't remain the same, there's nothing wrong. I swear. Nine times out of ten, nothing wrong. And the one time that there is something wrong, it's usually not really wrong. It's just something weird happened. You know, not to say, you know, any particulars, but, you know, I've had somebody that got mentioned on a fairly popular website in their niche, and, you know, their downloads doubled for like three episodes, and then they kind of waned off. You know, and he was like, wow, you know, I got mentioned on this thing, and it was up to 3,000, and you know, this last episode, I only got 1,500. What's wrong? Nothing. Nothing's wrong. Bunch of people tried out your podcast and it wasn't for them. But that's okay. No reason to obsess about it. Just do your thing. You know, you're obviously good at something if you've got 1,500 downloads an episode on average, you're doing something right. You know, a lot of people would be happy with 50 downloads. Some people won't be happy unless they've got 5,000 downloads or 10,000 downloads. It all depends on your goals. And that's, you know, that's the other thing, goals. And what are your goals for your podcast? If you're obsessed about the numbers, sometimes you're not going to do as good a show. Or you're going to be obsessed about the numbers and instead of spending time promoting your podcast or working on the content. You know, content's still king. So definitely work on that. Another thing I see a lot of people obsess about are reviews and ratings and rankings in, say, iTunes or other podcast directories, but mostly iTunes. And that's a great, you know, a reward, I guess, as Daniel J. Lewis from Audacity to Podcast always says, you know, that kind of stuff is a good reward, but it's not something that you have to obsess about. You know, you hear about all these people doing the rating and review swaps on some of the Facebook groups. You know, I don't belong to any of the Facebook groups that encourage that because, you know, for one, it's trying to game the system. And for another thing, it doesn't really do you any good. You know, it's social proof. It's, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, if someone comes to your iTunes listing or whatever other directory they're in, and they see that you've got some positive reviews, well, you know, that might encourage them to give it a try. But it's not going to be the panacea. You know, if you get 500, you know, five-star ratings and reviews, and somebody listens to your show and it's not for them, it's still not for them. Just because all these people either liked you or you swapped reviews with them, you know, it's just not going to do you much good. And, you know, the whole obsessing about iTunes in general is just a little off. Now, for all you new people that haven't started podcasting yet, yes, there is podcasting outside of iTunes. You can totally have a podcast without Apple even ever knowing about it. You can totally have a podcast that people can listen to in the iTunes software or the iPhone podcast software or podcast app, and you've never been in iTunes. That can totally happen. Not that it happens a lot, but it can happen. So it's not just iTunes. There's Android, there's Windows, there's Linux, there's, you know, people listening on Stitcher, TuneIn, on their Amazon Echo devices. You know, there's just, you know, hundreds of ways to listen to podcasts, and iTunes is not the center of that. Yes, it's important, but it's not the center of it. So obsessing about iTunes is not where you need to focus your attention. Yes, get into iTunes. It's a good place to be. Nothing wrong with that. But don't obsess about iTunes, and don't think that if you're not in iTunes, you're not podcasting. The minute you hit publish on your first episode, you are podcasting. 100%. You're just as much of a podcaster as somebody that's been at it for 12 years. If you have an RSS feed and an MP3, you are podcasting. I had someone the other day who is in a particular niche that they thought would not go. Would not, you know, iTunes would never approve this because of, you know, the subject matter. I won't go into details, but it was in the adult industry. And I said, well, so what? Who cares? This particular person had, so she said, you know, 4 million followers somewhere. Okay. She could totally do her podcast, never put it on iTunes, and she would probably have a pretty big audience, I would guess. I don't know. But, you know, she was under the impression that if iTunes didn't approve her, she could not podcast. Well, that's not how podcasting works. You know, podcasting is completely free and open. You know, as long as you have a compliant RSS feed that works with the apps that collect podcasts, then you can podcast. And there's no FCC rules. There's no, you know, there's nothing like that. You know, there's rules, of course, on copyright and whatnot and, you know, and whatever. But there is no real rules to the type of content that you can have on a podcast. As long as you have a place where people can subscribe to the podcast via the RSS feed, you are podcasting. That's all there is to it. So don't obsess about iTunes. You know, iTunes is important. As I always like to say, it's the 800-pound gorilla, but it's about 50% of your potential audience. Sometimes it works out to more than that, you know, just in practicality, because it is easier. You know, the iPhone app, the podcast app, is on every iPhone out there, or it should be, and unless you purposely remove it in iOS 10, but for the most part, it's on everybody's phone. Just tonight, one of my wife's friends stopped over and we got to talking about stuff. And I told her about a particular celebrity that she liked. And I said, oh, yeah, well, she's got a podcast. Well, what's a podcast? You know, and you don't run into that very often, but she had no idea. I said, well, hand me your phone. And I said, see this purple icon? Hit that. And then search for the name. There you go. Hit subscribe. Now you can listen to this particular person, you know, who's got a podcast. And she was just amazed. Oh, it's wow, it's that easy? But even if it is that easy, and you should really be in iTunes, you can still podcast without iTunes. So don't obsess about it. Another thing I see people just obsess about is being in every single particular place that you can have a podcast in theory. Okay, there's a couple of apps out there that a lot of people listen to. Spotify is one of them. And in theory, you can be in Spotify. But Spotify is extremely picky about, you know, what shows they put on the Spotify system. Okay, now I'm going to ask you a question. Those of you that use Spotify, when's the last time you found a podcast on Spotify? When's the last time you listened to a podcast on Spotify? I'm going to guess never. In fact, I know of a particular podcast that is most definitely on Spotify, or at least that's what he says. I searched high and low in Spotify, and I'm a paid Spotify subscriber. You know, I listen to Spotify a lot while I'm working because I can't really listen to podcasts and, you know, think straight, you know, or at least do my job. So I listen to music on Spotify most of the time. But I went and tried to find this particular podcast on Spotify. Do you think I could find it? No. I found it mentioned in a couple spots, but I did not find a Spotify podcast area. Okay, and I did not find one episode of this particular podcast on Spotify. So being in Spotify isn't that important. In fact, this particular person who has this particular podcast has told me that he gets maybe one or two downloads on Spotify per episode. Okay, one or two downloads. I've had people that have said, oh, I can't get in Spotify, so I'm going to change everything about my podcast. They're going to change to a different host. They're going to change their RSS feed. They're going to change this. They're going to change that to get on Spotify. Okay? That's silly. Don't obsess about Spotify. Or what's the other one? iHeartRadio. You know, there's iHeartRadio has deals with a couple of podcast hosting companies. But they don't have a deal with all podcast hosting companies. And they certainly would not put you on their service if you were doing it completely independently. You know, if you weren't even using a podcast hosting company, you just put your MP3s somewhere and you generated your RSS feed, you're not going to get on this particular app. And so what? Anybody that I know that's on that one, same thing. It's not that big a deal. In fact, I have one client that is highly connected with iHeart, the company. iHeart is a radio company. It's not a podcasting company. Yes, they put podcasts in their app very, very selectively. He has a podcast. He isn't even on iHeart Radio, and he doesn't care. And you shouldn't either. You know, be on the big ones. You know, the main ones you want to be on is, of course, iTunes. Google Play Music, although it's not huge, is a good place to be because that is another app that's on every other phone other than an iPhone, pretty much. I mean, it's not on Windows Phone, but it's on every Android phone, which is 80% of the phone market, you know, worldwide. 50 or so percent in the U.S., I would think. Maybe a little less or a little more, I don't know. But, you know, being on Google Play Music is probably good. Better way to do it is have a subscribe on Android button on your site. That way you're not only covering Google Play, but you're also covering 13 other apps that support one-click subscribing, or, well, two clicks probably. One to initiate it, the app will come up, you hit another button to subscribe. That's it. Same way you do it on the iPhone, like I did with the friend tonight. And so, you know, if you've got Google Play Music, you've got subscribe on Android, and you've got iTunes, you've got it pretty much covered. Now, there's a couple other places that you might as well be in because they're easy. Stitcher, that's one of the apps out there that does podcasting exclusively, but it does it in a different way. But Stitcher is a good place to go because, you know, a lot of people use it. It's about 5% of my audience is on Stitcher, and it's worth being in. TuneIn Radio. TuneIn Radio is kind of unique. It's kind of like iHeart, except for they'll take just about anybody. But the nice thing about TuneIn, there is a car app for Android Auto and it's Apple CarPlay, and it's also on some other proprietary, you know, dashboard devices. So, you know, TuneIn's good to be in. And a unique thing in TuneIn is that, say, I'm driving through Minneapolis, let's say, and I hit my TuneIn app on my dashboard and I click the local radio button, I'm going to see all the local radio stations, but I'm also going to see the podcasts that identify themselves as being in Minneapolis. So that's kind of an added discovery thing, you know, at least for travelers. But, you know, it's not super important. It's, you know, 1 or 2% of my audience in particular is listening on TuneIn. But, you know, TuneIn's a good place to be. But, you know, obsessing on being on every single little app, especially a lot of the music apps, is, you know, just kind of wasting your time. You know, be on those major ones. And, you know, you're going to be in pretty much every app. Make sure you have a Blueberry listing as well. Some apps use the Blueberry Directories API to populate their app. So it's good to be there. And it's free, even if you're not hosting with Blueberry. So you know, make sure you get on the Blueberry Directory. But, you know, being absolutely everywhere is not what you need to do. Being everywhere you can be easily without spending a lot of time obsessing and changing and moving things around, that's a good thing. So one last thing in the don't list. And don't obsess about your MP3 URLs. Now, it's nice to have them organized and, you know, you're able to figure out what episode is which, and you make sure that every episode has its unique name. You know, don't name the same, or don't name an MP3, you know, the same twice. So I always like to put some sort of number in there, you know, kind of a serial number thing, even if I don't number the episodes. Now, this particular podcast, I do number it. We're on episode 98. So 98 is in my MP3 file name. And, you know, some people like to date the MP3 file names. That's great. But, you know, don't obsess about that. You know, if you put out an episode and you called it something, don't go back and change it. What's going to happen then is everybody's going to get that as a new episode. Or not everybody, but a lot of apps do that. They go by file name. Actually, they go by a thing, you know, a unique ID number. And, you know, same thing, you know, in iTunes, you'll see, you know, popularity. Well, if you change the file name, that popularity goes to zero. Not that that matters much, but that's what happens. So, you know, if once you put out an episode, if you, you know, misspelled something in the file name, most people don't even see the file names. Really, they don't. You know, so don't obsess about that. I see so many people that I run into that are just absolutely obsessed with the file name of their show. Now, it's good to come up with a naming convention. As I said, you know, I like to put kind of a serial number on it. You know, all my files I name, you know, like this one would be phd098.mp3. That's all I do. I don't put all the, you know, the date and the title and all that stuff because it doesn't really help you. Nobody sees that. Google doesn't index the file name in search results. iTunes doesn't index the file name in search results. None of the other directories do. And barely do they ever show them. What they'll show is the title of the episode in your RSS feed. That's what they usually show in 99% of the apps out there. So there's no reason to obsess about that. Same thing about ID3 tags. Yeah, might as well put them in there. It's easy to do if you're on Blueberry hosting, and it's easy to do on Libsyn. And I think it's pretty easy to do on Spreaker. I don't know about the other podcast companies out there, but you know, ID3 tags or MP3 tags in PowerPress, they're not important. They're cool. They're okay. It's good to do, but don't obsess about them. Just, you know, put them in there. And if you forget to tag a file, don't worry about it. Nobody's going to see it. Nobody cares. It's just one of those things. It doesn't really matter. You know, the important things, you know, as far as naming goes, is your episode title. That's going to show up in both Google SEO and podcast SEO in the directories and apps and whatever. So yeah, obsess about that a little bit, but don't obsess to the point where it slows you down. And I guess one more thing along that same line, you know, I thought I was done with my list, but I just thought of something else. Audio perfection. Now, I'm not saying don't have good audio quality. You know, make it so that it's reasonable to listen to, you know, and if you encode in stereo, it's gonna cost you double for the bandwidth, for the storage, you know, depending on where you're hosting. You know, the files are double in size if you go stereo. You know, most of the big podcasts out there are in mono. Their quality is just fine. But I've seen so many people obsess over audio quality to the point where they don't put out an episode. You know, well, it's got to be absolutely dead quiet, and I got to have, you know, acoustic panels and, you know, the perfect microphone, and they've got a whole drawer full of the perfect microphones, and none of them sound the way they want them. Just make it sound decent. You know, what I do for the most part is I try to make it so that it sounds just about the same as if you and I were sitting across the table with each other drinking coffee. You know, if you can hear me, I can hear you. You know, that we've communicated, you know, and it's not painful to listen to. There's not a lot of you know, popping and hissing and changing of volume and all that stuff. But for the most part, it's just me talking into a microphone or you talking into your microphone. And it sounds decent. Decent is what you should go for. You should not go for absolute audio perfection. Most people are listening on the crappy earbuds that come with their phone. Or they're listening, you know, while they're out walking, jogging, riding the stationary bike, mowing the lawn, blowing snow, driving down the road, you know, via Bluetooth on their stereo. You know, sounds decent, but perfection is not necessary. See, so many people just get so almost paralyzed with, you know, oh, I've got to have this microphone. Oh, well, this microphone that costs $300 has got to sound better than the one that costs $100. Well, not true. Yeah, I'm talking into a $300 microphone right now, but I probably would sound just as good, just as decent if I was talking into my $50 microphone that I have. And I've actually done podcasts with just my iPhone. Once I'm in a quiet environment, the microphone on the iPhone's decent. Not perfect, not studio quality, not broadcast quality, but you're not a broadcaster, you're a podcaster. And going for great quality, that's great for the gearheads. And, you know, if you're into that, go for it. You know, I'm kind of into that, but it's not something that should stop you from putting out your content. If you got decent content and it doesn't hurt my ears when I listen to it, I'll listen to it. So don't obsess about audio perfection. Audio quality's good. Audio perfection is not necessary. So I just spent the better part of a half an hour talking about what you should not worry about, what you don't need to worry about. Well, I've got a list of a few things that you should worry about, things that I worry about. You know, I'm an advanced hobbyist, semi-pro, I guess. But, you know, regardless if you're a professional, you know, and you want to monetize your show and all that, or if you're just a hobbyist, you know, there's certain things that you should really worry about more than others. Some technical, some not so technical. You know, my number one thing is, you know, I worry about my audience. You know, I want to give them something. You know, I want to make them, you know, learn something or think about something or just plain be entertained. But, you know, think about your audience. You know, don't think that, you know, you can just put out any old garbage and, you know, how come people aren't listening to my show? No, you got to give somebody a reason to listen. You know, I hope, you know, with me, I like to hope that, you know, you learn something. You know, get some insights from somebody that's been doing this a while as an advanced hobbyist and professionally as far as the technical end. But, you know, as far as the actual content, you know, I'm a hobbyist and that's okay. But, you know, I do always want somebody to be able to take something away from the podcast. You know, they've either learned something or it kept them from falling asleep when they're driving down the road in their big truck or their car or whatever, or, you know, made mowing the lawn a little less boring, you know, whatever. But I want to give them some reason to listen to me. So I hope I do that. And if I don't, say something. Because I would definitely like to improve, you know, always improve. Another thing, you want to make it easy for someone to listen to your podcast. And this kind of delves into the technical a little bit, but, you know, using PowerPress, okay, and using WordPress. You know, WordPress, yeah, there's a little learning curve to it. Yeah, there's a little setup to it. But, you know, hopefully with the beginner series, either the first one I did and or this new one that I will continue next episode, will help you get through all the technical difficulties, which there's not a lot, but there are some. And, you know, and if you follow what I do, and if you go to my website, there is no doubt how to subscribe to this podcast. You go to podcasthelpdesk.com, and if you can't figure out how to subscribe, then, you know, there's no help for you. There's buttons everywhere, buttons and links and you know, and every which way you can subscribe, you can do it at podcasthelpdesk.com. And I don't do that because I like the look of all the pretty buttons on the side. I do it because I want you to be able to subscribe to my show. I want it to be easy for you to get my show. And you should do that for your audience as well. Let's see here. Now, I know I said as one of my things that you shouldn't worry about is being everywhere, but I also put that in this positive, something you should do. You should be everywhere, but be everywhere that matters. As I said, you know, Android, iTunes, Google Play Music, maybe TuneIn, maybe Stitcher, you know, and make sure you've got a good Google presence. You know, a lot of people that stumble across a podcast do it on Google. Yeah, most people, you know, it's word of mouth. It's, you know, that kind of thing that usually gets them to listen to a podcast, or they've heard of you somewhere else, or they hear you on another show, or they hear you, you know, they hear of you, or they're into your niche. But a lot of times, you know, if you're doing a podcast about aviation, first thing they're going to do is Google aviation. Or aviation podcasts, but even, you know, even just aviation. And if you're doing everything right, you got your own website, you got your own domain name, your domain name is good for SEO, your blog posts are good for SEO, your titles of your show is good for SEO, and good for, you know, making it easy to be found, you'll be found. And, you know, that's the whole idea behind using what I do. WordPress and PowerPress is I make it good and easy to find, you know, my podcast in Google. And that's important. But, you know, that's more of being everywhere than, you know, worrying about being on Spotify or iHeartRadio or something like that. You know, some niche little thing, or SoundCloud, for crying out loud. You know, I did a whole little episode about that on Quick Hits, so be sure to go over and subscribe to that. The last episode there, episode 14, was all about SoundCloud. SoundCloud's kind of neat. It's kind of, you know, it's a YouTube for audio, but it's not a podcast destination. But it's cool to be there. You know, and throw your episodes up on YouTube. If you're using Blueberry Hosting, you can use our post to social. You know, throw it in Twitter. Throw it on Facebook. Whatever, you know. So be everywhere that way. Don't worry about what little niche directory you're going to be in. You know, just get in the main ones. And, you know, if you find one, like the Tech Podcast Network, which I'm part of, that's, you know, a bunch of shows that are tech-related. And this is certainly tech-related, so it's good to be there. But, you know, don't obsess. And, okay, this is the positive side. So, you know, make sure you're easy to be found. You know, make it easy to use, make it easy to be found. And once they find you, make it easy for them to subscribe. So another thing you should worry about, or not obsess about, but definitely pay attention to, is your feed address, your RSS feed. Now, regardless of what directories you're in, and where people can do one-click subscribing and all that, the feed address is still important. You know, think of it like a radio station. If you're listening to, let's pick a radio station that I'm on once in a while, WKLT in Traverse City, or I was on once in a while. I haven't been there in a long time. But they're on 97.5, and they definitely say that on air all the time. You know, 97.5, your rock station, or whatever they say. I haven't listened to them in a while either. But that's their identifier. That's where they're at. And it's the same for your feed address. You know, you don't want your feed address to be my podcast hosting company.com/feed/RSS, you know, or, you know, my username dot my podcast company.com/whatever, you know, that dilutes it. You know, like in my case, it's podcasthelpdesk.com/podcast.xml. Jeez, I almost forgot that. But, you know, that's my feed address. I own that feed address. And if every service that I belong to get that to you goes out of business, I still own that. I own the domain name. and I own that address. And no matter what happens, I can recreate that. I will not lose you as a subscriber if you stay subscribed to that feed. But if I'm over at, say, Blog Talk Radio, and I'm using some ridiculously long feed address that they give you over at Blog Talk Radio or wherever, you know, I'm not guaranteed that I own that feed. Now, a lot of the podcast companies, to be fair, are very cool about doing 301 redirects and all that. So, you know, you won't lose your feed in a lot of cases, but there are some out there. And, you know, I'll name names. Podtrack's cool. Podomatic. You cannot get them to redirect an RSS feed. Plain and simple. They will not do it. Squarespace won't redirect your RSS feed if you have a Squarespace RSS feed. But one thing nice about Squarespace is at least it's got your domain in it, so you can redirect it if you move to a different web platform. So they're not so terrible. Podcast Garden. Let's see, I'm thinking of a few others here. I won't name them all, but you know, be sure that when you sign up for a podcast hosting service and you're going to use their feed, make sure there's a way for you to get out of it. You know, if you change services, you know, Libsyn's pretty good about that. You know, there's a spot right in there where you can redirect your Libsyn feed to wherever you want it to go. It's great. Be careful with that. Make sure when you redirect it somewhere else that you have control, but, you know, you can. So, you know, not all podcast companies are terrible that way. You know, even Blueberry has the option to have a RSS feed with Blueberry in the name. But guess what? We'll redirect it for you. No questions asked. Well, we might ask you questions, but we'll do it anyway. So, anywho, and last but not least on my list of things you should really worry about is your audience. And I know that was first on my list, but also get to know your audience. That's, I guess, the one I want to impart on it. You know, can you name 10 people in your audience? I think I can. You know, I think, let's see, I know Jeff listens. There's Abner out there in Boston. Steve out in California. Let's see, I'm drawing a blank now. I think my wife listens. Hi, Kathy. Anyway, but, you know, I know a good number of my audience. Thomas down there in Columbus. Like I said, and I can bring them up eventually, but, you know, I know a little bit about a lot of my audience, and that's very cool. And by the way, if you want to get to know me and get to know other listeners of this podcast, I do have a Slack group. I know the world's lousy with Slack groups as well, but email me, podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com or mike@mikedell.com. Both of them go to the same place. So email me, and I'll send you a Slack invite to our Slack group. It's been a little light in there lately, so I haven't promoted it. Of course, I haven't been doing a lot of podcasting lately either, but it's a great way to get to know your audience. You know, if you get an audience, you know, you get a decent size, you look at your stats, and you got 100 people listening to your show, a percentage of them will want to join a Slack group or a Facebook group. I prefer Slack over Facebook in that case, because Slack, you know, I don't know, just like it better. But, you know, do something like that. Get to know some of the people that listen to you, because that's how you, you know, get to know your audience. And the more people you know, it's really cool, you know, when you're listening to a podcast that you like and you send in a little bit of feedback and somebody mentions your name on a podcast, that's cool. You know, no matter how big or how small the podcast is, it's still cool. And it's good way to gain loyalty. So, you know, I do that. I know, you know, a good number of people that listen to this podcast, and, you know, a lot of them will give me crap if I don't do an episode or if I do a lousy episode, which does happen from time to time. I won't lie. But just, you know, get to know some people. Know something about them. You know, because podcasting, even though it's more of a broadcast sort of thing, it's a bit more of a two-way thing. Because, you know, people get a connection to their podcast hosts, their favorite podcast hosts. They get a bit of a connection to them. It's a more intimate thing than, say, broadcast radio or broadcast television. You know, I'm pretty much talking into your ears directly, you know, one way or the other. You're listening to it on the computer, your headphones, your, you know, car's Bluetooth. However you're listening to it, you know, it's a pretty intimate thing. I'm talking to you, and you, and you, and you, and whoever else might be listening. I won't give you my numbers, but if you were all in one room right now, that would be a pretty big crowd. So I love it. So with that, I think I'll quit droning on here. Those of you that listen at higher speeds, it hasn't been quite as long. And you do have that option at podcasthelpdesk.com on the new Blueberry player. Not so new, about a year and a little bit old. But anyway, and most podcast apps. You know, some people say that I talk slow, Jim. Anyway, speaking of listeners I know. So let's see. My next podcast appearance is going to be over at powerpresspodcast.com. And there's now a second show over there. I think I talked about it last time, but maybe not. There's a second show. It's a company show for Blueberry. It's called Your Podcast. It's where we talk about Blueberry-related stuff, you know, company news, some industry news, things like that on a little bit more technical side of things than Mackenzie does for the PowerPress Podcast, the main show. So she does it every other week, and Todd and I do Your Podcast on the opposite weeks. Now, it's two different feeds, so you have to subscribe to both. But, of course, we have subscribe buttons all up and down there. So there's one set of subscribe buttons for PowerPress Podcast. There's another one for Your Podcast. That's me and Todd Cochran, CEO of Blueberry and Raw Voice. And we just talk for half an hour or so about what's going on in Blueberry and related things. So go check that out. Of course, my personal podcast over at MikeDell.com. I've got two of them over there. Mike Dell's World and 5 Minutes with Mike, where you get to only listen to me for 5 minutes. It's kind of cool. And of course, there's Podcast Quick Hits here on this site at PodcastHelpDesk.com. There's also two sets of subscribe buttons. Be sure to get both. The quick hits is just that. It's a single topic, usually topical, but sometimes news-related, sometimes just me ranting about something in the podcast world. So go check that out. And with that, I will let you get back to whatever it was you were doing. I'll catch you next time with the next installment of the beginner series. I'm not sure what my topic's going to be. I think it's going to be having a website. So, and how to set that up. But we'll see. Catch me later.
Thanks for listening to the Podcast Help Desk. If you would like Mike to answer your question on the show, email podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, or better yet, record a voice message at podcasthelpdesk.com. See you next time.